Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, the most powerful hour of broadcasting of the week here on GCN, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan E. Mord, thank you, my friend, for being here, and thank you for covering for me last week.
Oh, my pleasure, Robert. I couldn't do the job that you would do, but I certainly gave it a shot, Robert, and it was fun.
Oh, yeah, well, speaking of shots, I tell you what, big pharma and big government and big media want to shoot every little child on this continent and anywhere else that the United States claims to have jurisdiction. And, you know, we're going to get to the threat of ISIS, but I see a very real domestic threat from these folks that are attacking our freedom to say no to their intrusion into our liberty, into our children's bodies with vaccination. As in Illinois, a proposed piece of legislation, a Senate bill there, would prevent parents from exempting based on religious grounds unless they could get a written objection from a religious official. I don't know what that means. Maybe you can help me with that. And the objection must also be signed by a licensed doctor. And I'm thinking this flies in the face of the whole basis of why there is an America.
Couldn't agree with you more, Robert. This is a real outrage. State Senator John Mulroe has decided that he wants the freedom of the people in the state of Illinois to be reduced quite a bit by attacking their religious freedom. He has taken a position in this bill that before you can get a religious exemption for vaccination, you have to first get a religious official to sign a affidavit that is under notarized that says that your position, that this is subject to a religious exemption, that is that your religion is against it, is bona fide, that the minister says, yeah, that's consistent with our theology. And he has to sign that for you on a notarized statement. Then in addition to that, your name as an objector to vaccination will be posted on the Internet. How's that?
Wow.
And in addition to that, he is requiring you as an individual to sign a sworn statement that would state that you are entitled to the exemption. But all of these things are designed, of course, to make it more difficult for honest people to assert an exemption, here a religious exemption, to vaccination. And this guy thinks that it's appropriate to make you have an official become a public person, that is a religious official go public on your behalf, stating that your theology is the same as his or hers and is consistent with the overall organized religious view of that particular denomination. Well, I've got a story for you there, John Mulroe, and that is religious liberty is not limited to a official position of anybody. Religious liberty is your individual right, and you can subscribe to a view that vaccination violates your precept or concept of religion, your belief that do no harm, or that Christ would not have you do harm, or that any other religious figure who you believe in would have you do no harm to your own child. And that is your own choice if you believe that, and that is your right. So this really unfortunate character who believes more in the state than he does in individual liberty wants to create a state mechanism that the state can insinuate itself into preventing you from asserting an exemption under state law by second-guessing whether your religious scruples are real, on the notion that they are deemed not real unless you can get an official in a religious body to publicly proclaim himself under penalty of perjury as agreeing with your own religious scruples. Now, that's a restriction on your individual religious liberty, and it should be stricken under the First Amendment to the Constitution because of the violation of individual liberty.
I think, Jonathan, every state also holds the First Amendment also as part of a state constitution as well. I don't know of any that is violated. That is part of the compact, the Bill of Rights here. And I was thinking, because I say this often, even when you're not around, Jonathan, that the First Amendment, which prohibits, you know, the, how would we say, if, as written, the First Amendment, you know, abridging freedom of speech, freedom of religion, things like that, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, something along those lines. Now,
you know, this, Robert, this also, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt there, Robert, but
no,
this
ahead.
Also violates the privacy rights and interests of the children because he wants the names of the exempt children to be published online, which subjects them to vilification from those who believe that there should be mandatory vaccination or that every child should be vaccinated or who wish to claim that the non-vaccinated children pose some risk to the vaccinated children. This is a gross, you know, in all other instances, your medical history and the course of treatment that you receive is considered almost sacrosanct in that you can't reveal it publicly without violating someone's privacy rights. Here, he has no problem whatsoever in violating these people's rights because he doesn't agree with them and would force these children to become vilified by posting their names on the Internet as exempt children. What an absolutely evil person this guy is. This John Mulroe, I mean, I would like to see John Mulroe vaccinated prolifically on the floor of the House of the Illinois House. This guy thinks he knows better than you do what you should do, and he wants to vilify you and persecute you and force you to sacrifice your religious liberty to do what you have a right to do in Illinois under the pre-existing law. He wants to make you a pariah. He likes to vilify the minority. He doesn't want these people who wish not to be vaccinated to have any quarter whatsoever to have their rights respected. And he should be thrown right out of office.
Yeah, I think that he should be declared ineligible because he clearly doesn't understand the state constitution, much less the federal one. This is, again, for me, in my heritage and history, I bring this up, the Nazification of America, the shaming, the scapegoating, the declaring unclean of certain people in our country, the wearing of the Stars of David, the outing through publication on the Internet. These are similar mechanisms by which you ostracize a minority, and then you raise the fear of the population that these people are a threat to you. How much longer would it be before they are jailed, interned, etc.? It didn't happen overnight in Nazi Germany. It wouldn't happen overnight here, but the fact that it's even creeping in this direction is a sad statement to how much we have abandoned the concept of individual liberty here.
That's right, Robert. You've got it right on. And I should say, State Senator John Mulroe ought to pick up a copy of a thing called the Declaration of Independence and sit down and read it. He may not understand it. He may require an education to appreciate the meaning of each word. But this fellow needs a basic understanding and education in human rights. He does not understand what it means to be free in America.
Well, Jonathan, this idea again of a religious litmus test, and I'm glad the way you said it was very clear. I think it's an absolute violation of so many things that we hold near and dear to our hearts here, those of us who still believe in American liberty or as a basis of it and the history, the precedent that was set. But the idea that everybody in your congregation, you could go to church faithfully every Sunday, and 99% of the people that go there vaccinate their children. You, the one person, decides not to. It does not mean that your religious freedom can be trounced upon just because everybody else in the same church does different.
It's the very point of the free exercise of religion clause, which is an individual right. It's the very point of the First Amendment to protect your right to believe in the religious principles and scruples that you wish to believe in without any intimidation, coercion, or a limitation on that right, save for the equal right of other people.
Or a government litmus. That belief doesn't count, right? Where do they get the basis to be able to say that?
Look, if you accept John Mulroe's law here, then why not accept this law? Because it stands for the same principle. You may not go to the church of your choice unless you have an affidavit from the pastor that is at the head of that church that says that you agree with all of the religious precepts of that church, and he's certifying under a notarized statement that he has come to that determination. Otherwise, we won't let you go to that church. Or why not require you to be, if you go to a particular church and you've met that requirement, in addition to have your name published on the web as going to that church, whether you wish to practice your religion privately or not. You know, here's another point about this. You know, many religions, Christian religions, believe that you must shun notoriety for your faith. Some believe in proselytizing. Others believe that you have to avoid proselytizing. You have to avoid any identification of yourself publicly with your faith. You should pray in private, they believe. Okay, right. Well, that's a religious precept. This thing, of course, outs everybody. This thing says, oh, no, we're going to put you on the Internet. We're going to say that you've got this religious scruple, that you're using this certain right. Well, no, you can't burden people's religious liberties in that way. You give a religious exemption, you've got to stand down government. You've got to back up and respect the fact that people who have a religious scruple can believe in whatever they wish to believe in the furtherance of their faith, so long as they don't violate another individual's equal right. And this guy has no understanding of those basic principles. He's a shameful character, Robert.
I'm in agreement there, and I think that, you know, one of the things, the pushback has to be on that basis, that an individual right, in this case, is always going to supersede the right of, well, I wouldn't even call her right, but the privilege of a senator in Illinois to violate that individual right for religious liberty. All right, stick around. More Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are there for you. Give us a call.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, religious litmus tests. How long will there be till we have them for internet access? Well, they will litmus test your beliefs and what you are communicating on your webpage, in the social media network or sphere. If you're part of the new media that is not owned by a giant international corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state, how long will it be before they shut you down? This is the next issue for Jonathan Umore to tackle. The FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, voting with 3 out of 5. Majority rule at FCC to usher in what they call net neutrality, but really the regulation of speech on the internet. Am I at all exaggerating there, Jonathan?
No, this is a very big deal. A lot of people don't realize the significance of this, but this is a big deal. What's happening is that the free, wide open, robust, and untamed internet that has been a magnificent example of freedom and free enterprise is now going to be treated like a common carrier by the government. The government is going to regulate rates, it's going to regulate access, and it's going to regulate the economic transactions and structure of the backbone of communication of all internet traffic. So what does this mean? Well, we have a long history of what it means in the regulation of the Bell telephone companies. You remember how archaic and Byzantine regulation of the telephone was under common carrier regulation of telephony in the United States? You had to, it took forever to move from a crank telephone to a dial tone took forever for telephone to become sufficiently advanced for any use of the telephone lines for video. I mean, everything was retarded in the sense of slowing it down to the point where it advance became virtually impossible. Because government, what it means is you've got a government official at a toll booth, and to get to the future, you've got to satisfy that government agent that what you're doing is, in that agent's view, subjectively okay. And that means every economic transaction, every structure of the media, every medium, every rate that you wish to charge, you've got to go through that conduit and get a government approval. What does this mean? This means that the government really controls the business of the Internet. If you control the business of the Internet, you control the Internet. You can determine who may speak and what may be said by virtue of how much pressure and constriction you put on the economic instrumentalities through which communication happens on the Internet. That's what just happened in this vote. What this vote did was turn over from private enterprise to the United States government control over the medium called the Internet.
How do they do this, though? I mean, this is like the king declaring, we now own and control another aspect of the people of the planet America, if we can call
this
it that.
This is a straight power grab. This is a gross assumption of legislative power that does not exist in the Communications Act, the FCA, the Federal Communications Commission Act. This is regulation, the decision of unelected people in place of democracy, in place of the vote of your elected officials. These people are unaccountable to the courts, to the Congress, to the American people. They have just engaged in a massive power grab. They are now going to dictate who can be in the business of providing, of being a provider of Internet services. And they're going to do
that. Well, how are we going to roll this one back? Because this isn't about voting the bums out. This is a bureaucratic oligarchy, which you've written about extensively, taking another big grab of freedom.
This is another one of these tragic things like Obamacare, and the only way to do it is to get a new cast of characters. And unfortunately, the cast of characters who are in there, with rare exception, are willing to just go along and let it ride. Just like with Obamacare, people are very rarely now talking about repeal. It's a tragedy,
well,
Robert.
Yeah, that's kind of what we predicted. Unfortunately, we didn't want to see it happen, but it's happening. So we're going to find some other strategies to take this thing and roll it back so that freedom, again, is the lifeblood of America. We'll see what we can do. ISIS, the threats of ISIS, do they pale in comparison to the threats of from within, from our own government officials ignoring the Constitution, violating individual liberty and your freedom? We'll be back with Jonathan Emord.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. Guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, and Jonathan Emord, FDA and FTC Dragon Slayer with us. And Emord.com, EMORD.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Jonathan, let me ask you, when somebody takes an oath to uphold, defend the Constitution, and they talk about defending it against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, now, you know, that's not anachronistic. I think we can take that into a contemporary language and help folks to understand what that really means. But when we look at the history of the 20th century, and we look at the last time, correct me if I'm wrong, that Congress actually declared war, according to the Constitution, was World War II, where there was actually an enemy. We declared war. We went in to win. We did what we had to do and we moved on in some ways. But since that time, there have been kind of police actions, not necessarily full-on war where the enemy is, it is, it isn't. We're directing to win, but we're not. Nobody can define it. And we've seen a lot of things, not just Vietnam, but even the attempts to go into Iraq after 9/11, despite, you know, questions about whether there was a direct link to 9/11 from Iraq. But these are things that are concerns of mine and concerns of many Americans. But at the same time, we don't want to be softened up by the bad experiences to say, well, we're going to abandon all willingness to defend ourselves when we must defend ourselves. So there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of muddying in the waters. Even Rand Paul, the son of Ron, of course, that's senator of Kentucky, said, why don't we declare war against ISIS, right? Let's get Congress, let's get the people to say, let's go and do this job instead of, you know, having Obama try to micromanage something he's ill-equipped to do. In fact, he might be doing everything wrong and making it worse.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Here's the situation. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, the President is Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. We are required, however, under the Constitution, to declare war before we prosecute a war. There's a difference between serving as Commander-in-Chief and defending the United States from threats, foreign and domestic, and taking affirmative actions in which the United States is in a state of war. Without question, this situation with ISIS is one where we should be overtly declared in a state of war, and the president should make out the case for war and for exterminating ISIS and do it in a formal manner and before Congress, and there should be a vote, and we should commit the nation to using all of our resources to totally annihilate this enormous threat in the world. I mean, this thing, ISIS, not only is it beheading Americans, not only is it seeking out Americans' interests around the world to frustrate and thwart and damage, but they are attempting to gain a foothold in this country. There are individuals who are attempting to leave this country to go to work with ISIS and come back and commit acts of terror here. There are terrorist cells in the United States. ISIS is in over 90 countries of the world. And the President of the United States has yet to make a clear argument against them. Now, he's also gone to the point of refusing to refer to them as Islamic terrorists because he does not wish the public to understand that there is a religious component to this. The fact of the matter is, Robert, that they are a perverse cult within Islam. Islam itself, generally, most people who are Islamic absolutely detest ISIS and do not believe in what ISIS is doing. But it's important for us to understand that al-Baghdadi, the guy who is in charge of ISIS, has taken the position that he is a direct descendant of Muhammad, and that if you do not swear allegiance to him and adhere to his specific dictates on your social, religious, and political actions, you are to be beheaded. That's his position. You are to be murdered or subject to genocide. They are at war with every faith. They are trying to destroy freedom of religion around the world in favor of a caliphate in which he is the global theocratic dictator. That's his. Those are their avowed objectives. Now, we can't live with that. They're exporting terror to this country wherever they possibly can. They're killing Americans, capturing them, murdering them wherever they can be found. They are destroying every religious faith that is against their precepts, that is, will not immediately swear fealty and loyalty and adhere to the religious dictates of al-Baghdadi. This is Hitler on steroids. This guy is a absolute megalomaniac who wants to subjugate the entire world and is at war with the world. Now, Rand Paul's right. We need a declaration of war, and we need to exterminate this guy. Obama is already way behind the eight ball on this one. He has allowed this horror to proliferate around the world. He has not killed it in its infancy. He has allowed it to become an adolescent that will one day soon be an adult. And we have got to stop that evolution from happening because it poses a direct threat to safety at home and abroad for every American citizen. Let me tell you something. If we don't get our act together and use full power to annihilate these people who are posing this threat to our homeland and to the rest of the world, if we don't do that soon, we will be having a life here in the United States that is commonly one in which we experience in different parts of the country gross acts of terror by people who are being planted in this nation by this organization. That is their dedicated, zealous, and purposeful mission, is to bring us down. Of all the nations on the earth, ours is to them the worst as far as its religious freedom is concerned. They cannot tolerate it. It will not coexist with them. They do not want to have any allowance for it.
Jonathan, if I may ask, some had said Osama bin Laden had said one of the things he wanted to do was get the American forces basically ground down, bogged down in a ground war in Afghanistan, because we knew the Soviets, were just they couldn't do anything as well. That part of the strategy would be to suck the superpower into, a draining, economically draining, permanent state of war. And even John McCain, who I consider more neoconish, has said we should be at war. If it's 100 years, it doesn't matter. I'm thinking if we declare war, get the job done and move on, that would be a much more appropriate thing. War is expensive. Some said war is a racket as well. But is there a way to do this in this modern context? Because, there's so many political influences at the Pentagon. And I know they're scratching their heads going, wait, what? Somebody in the Obama administration said if we could just give jobs to these people in ISIS that they wouldn't want to hurt us. I mean, I'm not following all of what's going on here.
No, you're absolutely right. Obama politicizes everything to the point of rendering it ineffective. He has made this campaign a limited air campaign against specific targets of ISIS, and has handicapped the military and has blinded the American people to the full nature and extent of this threat. He refuses to say that this threat is a mortal danger for the United States right now, and that we should be at war with these people using every means at our disposal to annihilate our enemy. That is not his position. His position is ridiculous. His position is that we have to come to understand them better, that we need to give them jobs, that the only way to dry up terrorism is to provide economic opportunities for terrorists. I mean, the fact of the matter is, he's so naive, he does not understand that ISIS is not a recreational club where people on the weekends go and commit acts of terror and then go back to a life of poverty and distress. ISIS is a movement that funds its warriors, that feeds them, that moves them as an army, that causes them to be taken care of to the extent that they are useful to serving al-Baghdadi's interests. This entity has enormous resources. It has stolen and has looted and has co-opted businesses throughout the Middle East. It is well-financed, and it is using its resources to build an ever bigger and more extensive network of terrorists. That is their job, Mr. Obama. They don't need to have the opportunity to be trained in a workable skill. They already
put them in the drive-thru. Yeah. I mean, like I said, this is not a matter of ridiculous.
He's naive to the point of being an insult to the whole country, Obama. This is horrible. I mean, he's threatening Americans' lives by his inactivity. By not taking the step that a commander in chief like George Washington would take to immediately put these people in peril and destroy them, by not doing that to this threat, he has put the entire nation at risk. Acts of terror will occur, and those acts of terror will be his fault for not doing what is necessary. He is aiding and abetting ISIS by not acting to get rid of them.
Jonathan, to that larger issue of naivete in the body politic as well, you know, have we learned from the things that have happened in the last 100 years, if not more? I mean, the one thing I admire among many things of our founding fathers, they were steeply, they were so knowledgeable about history. You know, they set this thing up because they knew what would happen, and they tried to see these are the ways we could prevent it from happening. And I see over the last 100+ years so many things that we've abandoned in terms of the history of the world, much less American history, that we seem to go and make the same damn mistakes. And even if Republicans take over, I'm not naive enough to say that everything will be just perfect.
Well, Thomas Jefferson laid the precedent when he attacked the Barbary pirates. I mean, the Barbary pirates are very similar in individuals to the ISIS terrorists. They were capturing American vessels. They were holding people hostage for money. They were murdering American citizens. They were committing heinous acts, beheading people, and torturing them. And they were doing that by demanding from the United States government and from others dinero. And he responded with the full force of the merchant marines, and he put together the marines, and they went in and sacked them in Tripoli and elsewhere and completely obliterated the foe and gave us a degree of peace. That's what we need to do. We need to follow Jefferson's example.
Well, there it is. Learning from history as we do with Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show each week here. Links are up in the show notes, and we'll be back to wrap it up. A lot more Sacred Fire to go, though.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BigBit.co. Because at BigBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BigBit.co. That's BigBit.co. BigBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, if you ever missed an episode, don't fear. Jonathan Emord is here, and he's in the archives as well. If you go to GCNLive.com, our syndicator, they're all there for free, as well as through NaturalNewsRadio.com. And Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, also has picked up the feed and a number of other places, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and even across the pond at UK Health Radio. There are those who love liberty in the United Kingdom. It is true. Big fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'm sure I hope they appreciate Jonathan Emord the way I do. And Jonathan, the rebellion. It's not the rebellion against the crown here. In D.C., the District of Columbia, sometimes called the District of Criminals, all the kind of things that they say about it, they're rebelling against themselves. Just the other day, D.C. decriminalized, legalized even the recreational use of that plant known as cannabis. Up to 2 ounces of personal use, you can go grow three plants in the district as long as you're in your own home. They're not saying you can go out and smoke it everywhere. But I'm thinking it might be a good thing if we could smoke out in Congress to get them to leave us all alone.
Well, Robert, I'm not a fan of pot, but I am a fan of causing the District of Columbia to be put on drugs. Because without drugs, they've caused so much havoc and ruination to the nation and to freedom. I can imagine if we drug them all, we might experience a bit of relief. They may not pass anything. Regulations may not be issued. It would be a day to celebrate for freedom. And so, if they want to smoke pot, more power to them. Just please do it enough so that it interferes with your ability to have conscious thought so that you may not be able to vote.
Well done.
It's an interesting situation, Robert, that the District of Columbia wants to be on pot, to smoke pot. And as you and I have mentioned, while the District of Columbia is a district and not a state, and therefore is not protected by states' rights, they don't have a representative in Congress. They do, but the person has no vote. Other states, however, have the right to decide this issue, and it should be protected under federalism. Each state should regulate health and safety issues without interference from the federal government, and it is a mistake and has been that we federalized government control over medicinal substances like marijuana that can be used for medicinal purposes. They're very effective treatment effects of marijuana for those who have certain conditions, and it ought to be the state's prerogative to allow it and to regulate it and determine how it is best used safely in those states, and not a matter for the federal government to decide.
Well, there was a couple of Republican congressmen that were threatening the council members of D.C. with arrest. I mean, could they do that? I know, again, it's distinctly different when you have a state under the 10th Amendment to say, pound sand, feds, you have no authority on that issue. But in the District of Columbia, I mean, what would happen
pretty,
there?
Pretty hard to take that position because, first of all, they are a duly elected body inside the district. They have a right to vote. The Congress can override it, and the Congress can defund it. But this is a vote to decriminalize the possession of marijuana. It's not to authorize sale or to tax sales or to otherwise be involved in the trafficking in marijuana. It is simply decriminalizing it and basically telling police not to arrest people in their homes who do this. And I don't see how the federal government can act against that or to arrest the mayor or the city council members who voted for the bill. I don't see that they have any authority to do that. First of all, who would arrest them? Would you look to the District of Columbia police? I mean, they're not going to arrest their own officials. Would you look right to the United States Marshals to do it, or would it be the Capitol Police? Who would go running about chasing the mayor across the 10 square miles of the District of Columbia? She might have to seek refuge in a submarine.
Maybe they could go to the Smithsonian Institution, rent a cop. I don't know.
It's asinine. I mean, in the end, Congress can pull all the shots. They could pass federal legislation if they wished that would say, no, slap you, your local rule is null and void, and anyone who smokes pot in the District of Columbia will be beheaded. I mean, I don't know what they want to do, but they have the power to do that. Certainly they shouldn't be arresting these people for voting.
Right.
This way.
And listen, we want, no matter what, we want Harry Reid to smoke more than anybody.
We do.
Maybe
want
Dick
many
Durbin,
drugs,
too.
Any drug that is authorized for use by the FDA should be first tested on Harry Reid.
Nicely said. Jonathan Emord, my friend, Sacred Fire of Liberty. What a wonderful time to be with you. And I appreciate you being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.